1012, C. James Coffee, east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, north of Sugar Hill Drive, being lot 33, within C. Dell Estates Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Excuse me. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John James Coffee, 16 Windmill Lane, Ocean View, Delaware.
You raise your left hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Charles James Coffee with Mike and Builders. I'm representing Lauren Poland, the property owner of lot 33, C. Dell Estates. We did a renovation starting in 2010, just finishing up recently. We did not build the house. The house is encroaching into the setback by 0.2 feet. It has been that way. That north-facing wall has been there ever since 1981 when Hickman Builders built the house. The house is, that north-facing wall is dictated by the chimney that has never been moved in any way, and that wall has always been there. We do have a original survey that shows the setback at 10 foot from when Hickman built the building, but our surveyor, after the project, after new siding was put on, came up at 0.2 over the setback.
Okay. So that's how that came about. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards.
What is it, 24 inches? Ms. Secretary, 24 inches for a chimney?
2 foot, yes.
Okay.
It's 0.2 feet, which is about 2 inches.
No, I was asking her what the requirement for a chimney setback.
Yeah, it's 24 inches. Okay. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
None?
I have one other question, Mr. Workman.
Okay.
Was a certificate of compliance ever issued for this?
I do not know if it was. I'm thinking it was not. It was built in 1981, Hickman was the original owner. I believe it was built as a spec home. Jack Kay purchased the home and then gave it to his daughter Lauren Poland, or sold it at a nominal fee in 2010.
So it was a spec home originally.
I believe so.
Okay. Any further questions?
The original survey says for Ray Hickman.
But the regular survey, it met the setback, so. Pardon? Regular survey, it met the setbacks.
According to the regular survey, it did meet the setback, yes.
Okay. So the original survey showing that north-facing wall, it showed as meeting the setbacks at that time? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Okay.
And your renovations were not to that side of the wall. They were on other parts of the house?
Yes, in different parts. Most of it was done within the envelope of the house. There was a couple of things like a deck extension and front entryway was changed, on the south side of the house, but nothing
on that side.
On the north side. Chimney was always there.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add that the request should be 2.9, not 2.7 foot.
2.9?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll change that right now. Okay. Hearing no further questions, and are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three, four. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would move we approve case number 11012. I believe property is unique in from the standpoint, at least, that the original survey did not show an encroachment. I believe the property's already been developed as it has for some time, since 1981. Wasn't created by the applicant, and I don't believe after all this time it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Let's second that motion for all the reasons that Mr. Hudson stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,012. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for all the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-2-0, case number 11,012 is approved at this time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.